This is Daim Shabazz with the Chess Drum, and we're in Dresden, Germany for the 38th Chess Olympiad. This is the rest day, and I'm standing in the Ibis Hotel, Bastei, and it is really snowing here, and a lot of people are out and probably marveling at the first sight of snow, some of the players here. But I have with me Mohamed Sani, who is the president of the Nigerian Chess Federation, and Adeyemi Olerekan, who is the vice president of the Nigerian Chess Federation, and just going to talk to them a bit about their experiences here and the Nigerian team and what their impressions are. How have you found this tournament so far?
Yeah, so far it's quite competitive compared to the previous one in Turin. It's okay, it's interesting, it's tough. But then the experience of the players, in our own case, we introduce new players boldly. Instead of us to do it gradually, we decided to bring it three from male, three from female. Yeah, more or less Cinderella's, but I think they have performed wonderfully well. So it's quite interesting.
Now, as the president of the Nigerian Chess Federation, you've had some experiments, including the trials. What are your impressions of the transcontinental trials that took place this past year?
Yeah, it's quite innovative because this is the first time. Our international coordinator, Kule, proposed the idea, which we instantly accepted. And then for the Americas and United States and Canada and the Europe, and then we hold our own at the local level. So we found it quite innovative. At least it gave opportunity for every other person to come out and prove himself. And I think it's okay. It's okay. We'd like to continue from this trend. But the credit goes to Mr. Elegbede for proposing this idea.
Now, there were some problems with the visas. Well, not so much with the Nigerian players, but those who were outside of Nigeria. Do you have any insight as to what happened in those cases?
Yeah, precisely. Those outside Nigeria, there was a kind of an oversight. If we had known, we would have requested for them to send their details to us, because the registration took place online, which my vice president took charge of that. So if they had sent it to us already, we include their names from the federation level. We thought from previous experience we would indicate individually, but if we had done it that way, it would have enabled me to obtain a note verbal from the Minister of Foreign Affairs, which I did. But because of the exclusion of these names from the note verbal, that's what made it pretty difficult. But those ones who are on the list, I think it's okay. And I had to make some commitment and undertaking back home at the German embassy to assure them everybody is okay, the chess players are not what they think. So they have accepted. So I think if there is that kind of connection in the future, it's okay. We're always improving.
Now I'm going to switch to the Vice President, Olerekan. Tell me a bit about the teams and how they're faring so far.
Well, the teams are doing very well. Like my president said, we introduced six new players out of the nine we brought here, and they have performed incredibly well. Out of the six, only one player has a federation. The others are unrated, and they have defeated the international masters. What you have mentioned is Benjamin Omoriri, registered in about two, defeated an international master, rated above two, three yesterday. And Bomoki Iga too, and Charles Campbell, they have all played very well. And I'm sure by the end of the tournament, they are going to have very high ratings as a show for the performance here. I think they have done well. We are very impressed. We are not disappointed at all.
Now, Nigeria has a number of international masters. Only one was able to make the trip, Oladapo Adu, and you have others. Why is it that there was not the best team here in Nigeria?
Well, I want to say that the team we presented here is the best team we can present. We have only three international masters in Nigeria. Oladapo Adu, Fola Akintola, and Odion Haikoje. As you know, Adu is based in the US and is right here with us. Odion Haikoje is studying in the UK. I think his studies is actually giving some problems, and coupled with the fact that he's not based in Nigeria right now. Then Fola Akintola, the third international master, is not active anymore. So the two active IMs are actually they actually qualified, but for some problems with Odion, they couldn't make it to come here. So we organized the trials, as you know, in Nigeria, in the UK and the US, and the best qualified. And we felt we should give them, there are a lot of players in Nigeria that are unrated, but they are very good. And I think what they are lacking is exposure. And I think it's high time we give them the exposure they are presently lacking. And that's what they have done here, and we don't have any regrets for that. Because they have proven themselves. The ones that are there before, if we didn't give them exposure, they wouldn't be there. So we have to give them exposure. If you cannot defend your position as a member of the team, and if unrated players beat you, that means they are better than you. That's why the fact that they have not been exposed to international tournaments. I believe if you give them the level of exposure that those ones there had, they are going to do better. And that's what I have done, and they are not disappointing us. Right now, we are going to win, I'm sure, by the grace of God, we are going to win category medals in both categories, male and female. So that is better than our last performance when we have the so-called best team in quotes, last Olympiad. So I think I'm impressed with the performance of this team, very much impressed.
Because I think in 2006, there were three international masters, Akintola, Akoji, and Adu. Played, and they did fairly well. Do you have any up and coming players back in Nigeria who we can look out for in the future?
Yeah, we have so many of them. There are so many players in Nigeria that are very strong, that are playing at 2-2-2-3 strength, but they are not exposed to tournaments, so they don't have feeling ratings. For example, the last Olympiad, we have Akintola was supposed to be the coach, the team captain. He wasn't supposed to play. But because there were visa problems, so many players were denied visas, so he had to join in to play. The plan was not, he did not prepare to play in the tournament. And I don't believe that he did fantastically better than what these guys are doing now, because they didn't win any category medal. Yeah. And so far now, we are tying for first in that category. Mm. So I think this team has done better than those last three IMs did in the last Olympiad. I think they are doing better now. But they are tying for first in that category.
Okay, I'm going to go back to President Sani. There's the General Assembly meetings that are going on right now, and I know you're headed back. Have you been able to talk to the FIDE officials to get any type of commitment of support for Nigerian chess and in general African chess?
Yes, we did at the continental level. But at this place, we presented a common ground through the continental president, which he talked generally. But the advantage I have at us now, we had a change of guard. I came in as executive member for Zone 4.2, comprising Egypt, East Africa, and Ethiopia, and West Africa. So I am now brought in to replace the Kenya. So as soon as I go back, we are going to sensitize our own sub-zone, which is the western part of Africa. We have already hatching plans to come up. So at least with me coming there now, I know it's a lot of sacrifice. I have to travel. But if I do it, and then what we do over there in Africa, even at our regional level, our government, Nigeria, supports our brothers from the West Coast. So I think we also have to try to pay some affiliation fee to some of them. Affiliate them to FIDE, renew those who are excluded, then we'll have a competition. So, but for now, I think I'm better. I cannot predict now, but at least I'm willing. Now that I've got in there, I have already been a board member, governing board of the Commonwealth Chess Federation. Since the resignation of Nigel Short, you know, it's more or less inactive. So with this one, I think I promise to try my bit.
Can you give me an idea of where you see Nigeria going in the next 5 years?
To predict a bit, I think Nigeria, I see Nigeria acquiring more norms, especially the already international masters, the FIDE masters we have. Well, those ones who are just exposed, some of them are going to go title. So in the next 5 years, it's a projection. I'm seeing and I'm praying we have a GM from the two of them. One I am certain that we will encourage is Dakwadu. I have my hope. But for Odion, I don't know if he's willing to continue with us. We'll encourage him. We're not quarreling with him. But for Adu, the commitment is shown. I'm sure he'll make it to the GM. Numbs, get some numbs.
Well, Nigeria is the most populous nation on the continent of Africa, so there's obviously a lot of talent, and we look forward to seeing the development of Nigeria and what's in store for the country as well as the rest of the continent. So thanks a lot for the interview, and wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's my pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
All right. This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, signing off.